PC that emulated a Mac, and it
would
let
you... Are you thinking of Pear PC?
Could be. It had something to do with some kind of fruit. I don't remember what.
Yes, Pear PC.
I thought it was cherries for some reason, but Pear, that could be.
You're thinking of Cherry OS, then.
That's the one.
That's the one. That's the fake.
That's the fake?
Cherry OS is actually found out that it was a rip of a free software called Pear PC.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably not ever going to happen. They illegally took the source code from the free software Pear PC, and they were going to sell it in their own product, Cherry OS.
See, this is the kind of showing me up that I expect from you, Adam. This is perfect. You come and you have exactly the complete story, and blow me just away. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
No problem.
You got anything else, Adam, or is that your offerings for this first day of the new year?
That's about it.
All right. Well, anything new technology-wise that you kind of see out there you think is going to actually materialize we've been hearing about for a while this year, 2005?
Well, yeah. Well, we've got iPods that play music,
right.
And we've got iPods that show photos. What's next? I think we're going to have a video iPod.
I
think something like that's going to come out.
I think that's very close.
Maybe we'll call it like a V-Pod.
Ooh.
If they call it that, I need to get paid for that name.
Yeah.
Because that's total genius right there.
Trademark.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, Adam.
All right.
Thanks, and have a happy new year, sir.
Will do.
All right. And that's our 14-year-old Adam, who calls in each and every week, or most all every week, or at least the weeks he calls in, he's definitely here. Right?
Right.
Makes sense in your
mind? Absolutely.
And he brings us usually little nuggets of knowledge and words of wisdom and news stories and sometimes things that are kind of just a little bit weird and obscure. And I think coming up, he's going to be changing up that segment just a touch, doing some reviews of things. We're going to kind of hand feed or force feed, depending on how you look at it, him some information, some products, some software, have him be our rogue tester out there. So
that'll be way cool.
It might be. By the way, programming note, next weekend will also be a Brandon and Chad show, as Ken will be up at the CES show in Las Vegas. CES stands for Consumer Electronics Show. He'll be there checking out all the latest, greatest gadgets, geek gifts, toys, the technology, the things that we're like talking about, dreaming about. He'll be looking at those things next week. So I might jump up for a day or so during the week, but he'll be there all through the weekend and will not join us here on the computer corner.
When am I going to be going over there?
Chad, you're new to the show.
Okay.
Yeah. It took me a while to, you know, fall into the swing of things and realize that, you know, it's really never going to happen.
Okay.
Maybe someday, all actually. Right. You never know.
That's what I thought.
We've got a few minutes before we need to go to a break. Perhaps we ought to talk to Les, who needs some advice on buying a new PC. Les, welcome to this New Year's edition of the Computer Corner.
Yes, indeed. Happy New Year.
And to you too, sir.
I told the people I talked to in the beginning that I was computer illiterate. I'm not really computer illiterate. I can get on the computer and play with a computer, and somebody tell me what to do, I'll know it forever. But what it is got a lot of good computer stuff upstairs. It's not working. It's not together. Stuff happened. Lost the sound. You know, things like that.
Okay.
Okay, and I think basically it's good stuff, but I don't really know.
So you got a whole pile of stuff, and you think it might be some good stuff. It may be worth trying to salvage, but you don't know whether it's worth putting time and money into salvaging that, or are you better off going down the road of a new PC, perhaps?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, tell me about, since you don't know about the stuff, I'm going to guess, do you know about the age of the stuff, the big pile of stuff you have?
3 years.
About 3 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you that in the computer world, there are, if you compare it kind of like to cars, you know how every year pretty much around November.
And I really understand where you're getting ready to go, and I know stuff changes, get cheaper, and blah, 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 go ahead and get some new stuff.
Well, no, that's part where I'm going, but every year in a car, you have a new model year. In PCs, you get about 4 to 5 model years per actual calendar year. So if your computer, if the parts are about 3 years old, that would be about, in the equivalent of car world, about 12 years worth of car technology that would have changed.
Right.
That same span of 3 years.
And most everything is all that gateway stuff.
Okay. So, it's something that's real hard for me to tell without knowing and seeing kind of what you've got. You might try to see if you can enlist the help of a friend to kind of determine what it is you have and see if there's a way that either he or she can help you put those things together. You also might try to check around with a couple of shops. You can take stuff in, like to one of our shops, you could bring all the stuff in, and we could help you just kind of over the front counter, just talk to you about, is it worth working on this stuff? What kind of cost are we looking at putting all this together? and we could spend a few minutes and just look at what you've got and give you an idea of where we could go with it. We wouldn't charge anything for that, so we could give you a much better idea kind of in person. Now, those things aside, if you're going somewhere, no matter where it is, and they're talking about putting several $100 into putting this thing back together and getting it going, you're probably better off taking that couple $100 and putting it towards a new PC and spending the difference, because that money's going to be much better spent.
Okay, what about all that extra stuff? Planners and blah, we just talking PC computer.
Well, the PC computer itself, if you have things like scanners and printers and other external devices, generally those things you can take from the old world and put into today's PCs and still have functional devices, but the PC itself would be the thing you'd swap out. Kind of like in your car, if the car was in perfectly good shape, but the engine had gone out, you can get a rebuilt engine, have that put in, and you bring that car back to life.
No, I think we better put this stuff back to life then.
Okay, so that's kind of your best bets, is either find somebody that can come over and help you evaluate what's worth working with here, and what stuff do we need to start over with, or, like I said, the invitation is out there. You can welcome to take it to one of our 18 locations or so. We'll check it out, no cost for you, and give you a good idea of which direction maybe might be best for you.
Right, I'm really good at that. Okay.
Okay.
What do you do when you have big ideas that's going to make you $1 million?
When you got a big idea that's going to make you $1 million? Yeah, I think you patent that. And how you do that, you know, that's where you got to go to some kind of attorney or something, or maybe go online doing a little hunting for patenting ideas.
All right. There you go.
Good luck with that, Les, and thanks for calling. Have a happy and safe New Year, sir.
You too.
All right. And that's how it works.
Yeah. They say that the average lifespan of a computer is about 3 years. But depending on what you intend to do with that computer, if you're not going to be putting any additional graphic-intensive programs or anything on it, you could probably get away with, you know, using it for a little bit longer. But, you know, after 3 years...
What Chad's trying to say, I think, is the reason that the computer... The reason you outgrow that computer is not because the computer is any less of a machine than it was the day you bought it. It's because your needs have changed. Or the operating system you're running, you've decided you like all those new features in Windows XP, and its requirements are higher. The piece of software you're using has a higher requirement. The broadband service you're using, in order to take advantage of it, you need more RAM, you need more processor. Whatever those things are, your needs have changed. The PC couldn't change with you. It's still the same PC as the day you bought it. So the reason most people replace is to catch up with their needs that have changed. That's kind of it in a nutshell, right?
Precisely.
Precisely. Exactamentally. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. I made up a word there, just in case you didn't
catch
it.
That was nice.
And when we come back, we got more of your calls, your questions, 602-277-5827. Or check us out online at datadoctors.com. And we'll be right back after this short break.